Hey, welcome to the Birth Boss podcast. I'm your host, Jody Congdon, and I'm here today with one of the people that I am currently working with, who I chit-chat with multiple times a week because I'm working on a project with her, Kaylee Bell of All Things Podcasting. And I'm super excited to talk about this because I absolutely love my podcast. I love using my podcast to reach people. I'm not a writer. And I know so many people who are like the same, feel the same way, you know, as me about not liking to write, not liking blogging. And I feel like those are the things that people will say, oh, if you have, you know, something to say, blog about it. Or I don't know. And I love just talking and I love video. So my podcast is perfect. But I came across a few years ago, just sort of by accident. I want you to kind of introduce yourself. But Kaylee is a content strategist, and not only does she work on the strategy for her clients, but she also does all of the implementation, which I think is so important because if you're like me, strategy is great, but like I need a lot of handholding, I need a lot of accountability from someone. And I think this, you know, what you're providing for me, you know, is like the perfect service. And I know you started with podcasting and you're helping me with some podcasting and YouTube stuff. But tell me a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got started in this.
Yeah. Well, my name is Kaylee, and I am from Louisville, Kentucky. We're originally from Indiana. So the Midwest, very, very, very Midwest. And I have two kiddos. They are both girls. They're 9 and 11, and I own All Things Podcasting. We are a boutique podcasting agency. It's just me and my best friend, who's also local to me, and we started this business about 5 years ago. And we started off just doing podcast launches and management. So we would do the audio editing and setting up the podcast host and making sure it was showing up on Apple and Spotify and all of those places. And then we kind of realized, okay, people are recording this content, but maybe they're not including a call to action. Maybe they're, you know, don't have a clear vision. So then we started to add in these strategy pieces of helping people figure out what should I be recording? How can I make the most of this? And then we started to realize, well, if you're recording a podcast episode, you might as well record it in video too, and then put it on YouTube. So then we got into YouTube. Yeah. And then we kind of realized, okay, well, if you have this content, why not turn it into a bunch of other things so that you're not constantly having to create new content, reinvent the wheel. So now we take that content and we turn it into short form videos like Reels and TikToks. We turn it into blogs. We turn it into emails. We turn it into social posts, all of the things so that you can kind of say it once and watch it echo across the internet from there.
And that's exactly how we are working together. Because I have tons of videos, tons of podcast episodes. And, you know, what I struggle with is just time for, you know, creation on social media. And it just makes so much sense to take the stuff that you already have, because it's content that people already like. Like, I know that it's worked on my podcast. I know that it's worked, you know, on my YouTube channel. And I mean, it can be like a full-time job doing social media stuff, like planning and recording and caption and all of those things. So I am loving just handing over a 45-minute video to you and having you cut it up and do the captions and all the work that, you know, while I think I would love to do that if I had the time, I also run, you know, my business that has multiple parts and, you know, you don't want to skimp on like the quality piece. Like I know exactly, you know, in my mind what I was looking for. I just don't have time to do it. And I think that's, you know, where your boutique, you know, piece of this comes in clutch, because, you know, you work closely with the client, get a feel for their vibe and their business. And nothing worse than hiring someone, and I feel like I've done it probably too many times, where they're good at what they do, but it doesn't reflect like your business, or it's not necessarily in your voice. And, you know, I love that you took the time to get to know that before you even started, you know, looking at my videos. And I think that's so important. But like, who's your, like, if you're talking to someone about podcasting and they're kind of on the fence, like who's your perfect client? Like, who do you say, you know what, you should start a podcast?
Yeah, so this is a tricky question because it can kind of apply across the board. What I generally say is that we work with majority online business owners because they're not limited by location, right? Mm-hmm. People who are limited by location, sometimes a podcast doesn't work as well for them because it is global. Everybody is finding it. So if you don't have an offer for those global, that global audience, sometimes it doesn't 100% make sense. There are podcasts that are very location specific that do well. And then we also look at the monetization piece, because if somebody's working with us, obviously they're investing money into their podcast, so they need to be making money from it. So we typically say people who are established in their business have proven offers. I kind of equate it to Facebook and Instagram ads. I used to run Facebook and Instagram ads for businesses, and it's a fuel on the fire kind of situation. So I never recommend starting a podcast to somebody who is really trying to like get their feet on the ground and, you know, start their business and yep. create something brand spanking new, and they don't have, you know, a clear vision or a clear call to action that they're going to use. They're not sure who their audience is. Those kinds of pieces need to kind of be in place before you can start the podcast, or before you want to start it at the level at which we work with people.
Mm-hmm. And that makes a lot of sense, because I feel like in the beginning for me, I just kind of was like, okay, I have, you know, stuff to say to people, and I started a podcast and didn't have a lot of direction, and then realized very quickly that I needed to, you know, plan more and just be very intentional about like the topics I was talking about. And I try to ask, you know, I try to do like a lot of market research, like what do you guys want to hear? But it really has to be directed, you know, for me, I have a lot of educating to do, but like you said, it's directed towards an offer that I have. And I've definitely sold, you know, quite a bit on my podcast or from my podcast without actually selling. Like, I don't get on there and talk about these offers, you know, directly. I don't say buy this. You know, it's a lot of talking about like benefits and just doing like a lot of education and then mentioning things that I have that would be helpful for someone. But the call to action thing, you know, I think I didn't even think of that in the very beginning and did a lot of talking without any call to action and, you know, kind of wondered why I was missing the boat on it. But it really is pretty brilliant to use a podcast to educate and to ultimately, you know, sell whatever offer you have. How easy is it, you know, to get up and running? I mean, I know for me, I kind of just, you know, got some recommendations, you know, for a mic and a program. And, you know, I use a few different programs depending on if I'm doing video. But for someone who's listening and they're like, oh, that sounds like me, like I think I would love to have a podcast. What does that look like for, you know, just starting from nothing?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different paths you can take. So if you are starting off and you really are setting that foundation and you're not really at the point where you're looking for it to be something big, you're just looking to like dip your toe in the water, you know, you're going to have to come back to it later and kind of tweak things. Then basically all you need is a way to record. So Google Meets, Zoom, Riverside, which we're on right now. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of different options out there. You can use Google Meets and Zoom for free. A mic, if you're doing video, you need a camera. And then a podcast host. So there's Buzzsprout, there's Libsyn, there's Captivate. So those are basically just the home for your podcast. And then they distribute your podcast to all of the other platforms. So to Spotify, to Apple, all of those places. So those are really like the only necessities that you need. But I will say once you get into creating the podcast, then you have to create cover art. You have to create descriptions. You have to create your intro and outro. There's all these other pieces that you can kind of hodgepodge and throw them together. Intro and outros are really hard for people to create. So that's when we're doing launches. Most of the time, that's what people are like, I have no idea how to create one of those. Like, yep. We got you covered. And some people don't, you know, they don't create one when they're first starting out. They just record, you know, the same intro every time. They just say, hey, welcome back to the podcast. And then they dive in. And that's totally fine when you're just getting started. But as you start to grow, as you start to want to leverage the podcast more, there are definitely some optimization things that go into there. So I definitely recommend either working with somebody or taking a program so that you have that clear step-by-step game plan and you're not just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely did that in the beginning. You know, the music I thought was so hard to decide on. Like, there were so many ones that I thought, like, I felt like, you know, I liked the vibe and then picking the right one. And, you know, I wanted to pick one that I stayed with for a long time because it was memorable. And, you know, I ended up picking one that I love, obviously. But, yeah, you don't even really think about, you know, doing, like, the same intro and outro other than the music, or recording ads to kind of plunk into the middle. And then, you know, seeing who else's podcast you could be a host, a guest on, seeing who you would want to have as a guest on your podcast. And I actually know a lot of people that podcast that I listen to that never have a guest. They kind of just always, you know, talk just themselves. And then I know other people who only have guests. You never hear them by themselves. They only have guests every single episode. So is there, you know, a not necessarily a better way, but, you know, is there, like, what's more popular? What do you think, you know, an audience wants to hear? Just you or guests or a mix? You know, what are you finding your clients are doing?
Yeah, so from the audience standpoint, I feel like doing a mix is better because it does keep it somewhat fresh. Even if you're only doing a guest once a month or once every 2 months, or it's like a special series where you're having guests. But from the like monetization standpoint, there's a lot of different strategies. Mm-hmm. So somebody who is only having guests on their podcast, odds are they are making affiliate income off of those guests by putting those affiliate links in the show notes, mm-hmm. or they are turning those guests into clients. We see that a lot. So they'll have a guest on and they'll, you know, let them advertise their business. They'll build the connection with them. And then either that guest is referring that host out to their clients, or they are becoming a client themselves of that podcast host. And then there's also, you know, if you're doing like 50-50, what you're able to do is you're able to grab those connections that the guest has. They're sharing the podcast episode on their social, so that's building your audience. They're going to refer you. Podcasting and like having guests on is so great for building connections. So that's a really mm-hmm. big benefit of having guests. But then you're also doing solo episodes where you are able to advertise your offers, because if you're just doing solely guest episodes, you don't have that opportunity to promote your offers like you would if you were doing solos. And then the solo podcast episodes, what's really key with those is keeping them like short, sweet, actionable. Yep. Here's the problem. Here's the solution. Here's the call to action. Bada bing, bada boom, 10 minutes and you're done, because people who are coming to listen to those solo episodes are usually looking for an answer on something. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for sense. Those quick actionable steps.
Yeah, that makes sense. Two questions that I have for you that I feel like people ask me. The first one is, if you had a YouTube channel that went along with your podcast, is it okay to just have this channel as the video recordings of your podcast episodes? Do you need to have anything else on your YouTube channel, or can they sort of just be this like parallel thing where they're pretty much the same?
Yeah, it can definitely be a parallel thing, especially if you're doing those shorter episodes. YouTube doesn't tend to like long form episodes. So if we have somebody who's doing episodes that are like 30, 45 minutes, we'll typically cut down that content and make it shorter to go onto YouTube, or break it up into two separate parts.
Yep.
So that's it. You can definitely just kind of copy and paste over to YouTube and call it a day. I will say that most of your YouTube subscribers and views are going to come from shorts. So that's where it becomes really important to pull clips from those videos and post them to YouTube as well, because that's going to be what drives the traffic.
Gotcha. It makes a lot of sense. Because I feel like people are like, oh, one more thing, like a YouTube channel. But they can really utilize their podcast, you know, repurpose their podcast videos into, you know, YouTube content. So I love that. My next question is, for someone who has a pretty good Instagram following, would you recommend that their podcast have its own account?
There's a lot of different schools of thought on this. I like to keep everything the same. If it's the same audience, you're selling the same offers, just keep it all under one umbrella. Some people like to split them out, but then they'll even like cross-post the content. For me, for simplicity's purpose, for focusing on one channel and only having to build that one channel, I say keep it all under one umbrella, so long as the audience for that Instagram page, the audience for your offers, and the audience for your podcast are all one and the same.
Okay, good to know, because I definitely know people who have their own account for their podcast, and I often wonder if it's just one more thing you have to manage and one more thing you need to, you know, have content for. And you're definitely posting podcast stuff on your regular account, so it seems a little bit redundant, but
yeah.
I never know, so I'm asking an expert. I love it. How easy is it to work with you? You know, do you even have space for current clients? You know, what does it look like to work with you?
Yeah, so we probably have one spot on our client roster right now. Rolling into after Memorial Day, we will have more spots opening up throughout the summer. And working with us is pretty easy. We usually do like an initial kickoff call. Hey, what are you doing now? What do you feel like is working? What do you feel like isn't working? Let's look at your channels, kind of give it an audit and see what do we need to do moving forward to make the most out of this. And then from that point forward, as far as doing the episodes, our clients literally just record it, drop the episode in Google Drive, and then we take it from there and do all of the podcast, YouTube, repurposing all of the things for them, get it all scheduled out so they don't have to do anything.
So literally they just have to get a mic, get a camera, record, either find a guest or, you know, figure it out themselves, drop it in a, you know, Google Drive with you, and you literally do all of the work and hand them the finished product.
Right. And we even do episode planning. So like for our full clients, we have monthly calls where we can go over, you know, if you don't have any ideas for episodes this month, or if you want to make sure that you're, you know, based on what offers you have coming up, if you're launching something, if you have space on your one-on-one roster, if you are doing a new freebie, we look at those things and say, okay, in order to drive traffic to your freebie, to your offer, to your one-on-ones, what episodes do we need to be creating in order to accomplish that goal?
Gotcha. So for someone who, you know, really doesn't have an idea of what they're doing as far as like the logistics and the execution, but has like a grand vision of what they want their podcast to be, working with you would be like the best option.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love it. And I love, again, that you, you know, can do the planning with someone to help them figure out, you know, what their audience wants to hear, how to weave in their offers, how to pick a guest, you know, all of those things, and the execution of it all. So you're even, you know, scheduling things to go out. So, you know, they really have to just record and you do the rest. And again, that's perfect for someone who is, you know, simultaneously running a business. I mean, there's multiple parts of my business. I have three kids. They're all doing three different activities, you know, and I just want to spend time with my family when it's time to spend time with my family. I don't want to be, you know, home with them, but like trying to like, you know, upload something to Buzzsprout and like do the caption and all the things. So it's so perfect for, you know, just someone who's busy. And to be honest with you, everyone I know has all those things. They're all busy. They're busy, you know, business owners and moms and, you know, just it's something so important to your business. I think a podcast, you know, my podcast for me is a huge part of my business and my voice and my brand. But it does take a quite a bit of time to get all those things together. So, you know, I'm always loving when someone is available for delegation in the things that, you know, it's not my expertise and it is time consuming. So you are the perfect person. I will make sure that everyone knows where they can reach you. I will put all of that in the show notes, but just give us a quick where we can find you on Facebook and Instagram, website, all the things.
Yeah, so I'm most active over on Facebook. My Instagram has some content on there, but I'm not going to lie, I'm not on there a whole lot. So our website is allthingspodcasting.com. Our Facebook group is All Things Podcasting. And then you can add me as a friend on my personal profile. It's just Kaylee Bell. And then you can send me a friend request, send me a DM. If you're interested in launching your podcast, launching your YouTube channel, or you already have a channel and you want it audited or want some help with it, just send me a message and I can help you figure out what kind of the best path forward for you would be.
And that's the other part of it. I kind of forgot about that. I almost wrapped it up. I'm glad you said that. For someone who has a YouTube channel or has a podcast and feels like it's going okay, like they're able to manage it and, you know, come up with the planning and the content and all that stuff, to get expert eyes on it, even if it's just a once over, is such a good idea. Because you don't know what you don't know, right? You might think something looks great and sounds great and, you know, having an expert eyes on it, they're like, oh, this is great, but what did you say to me? You're like, you have no tags, you have no whatever. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that was important. So it's not like a huge thing that I was missing, but obviously something that could be incredibly helpful for people looking for my podcast. And something that I didn't even know or think of. And, you know, it's expert eyes. You know, it's always nice when someone takes a look at your stuff and they're like, wow, it's great, but let me just give you like, you know, two little pieces of advice. And, you know, it's worth every penny to have those eyes look those things over, because I think I mentioned this before, there have been like a few people who I've never talked to on Instagram. Like I didn't recognize their name. They heard my podcast, they found it somewhere and purchased one of my programs. So, you know, if I think about those random people without any like tags or SEO or whatever I was missing on my YouTube channel, how many other people that I'm not capturing when they Google or when they search something and my podcast doesn't come up? So I was very thankful that you popped in and gave me those tidbits of important information. But you guys, I can tell you from experience, Kaylee is awesome and a game changer for podcasting and YouTube and just getting those ears and eyes on you that you're missing. Because if it's one thing, like I've learned kind of having multiple different platforms, not everyone's on all of them. And you could be really active on Instagram, but there's a whole other population of people that just aren't huge on social media, but love listening to podcasts or love, you know, YouTube. And they could be your ideal clients. They're just in a different spot. So I'm not saying get out there and be on every single platform, but diversify a little bit. You know, podcasting or, you know, even YouTube are very different than Instagram. And I think that's, you know, not adding a huge amount of time to your, you know, day of marketing and all that stuff, but definitely you will see the benefits from, you know, being on different kinds of platforms. So Kaylee, I appreciate you. I will make sure, like I said, everyone gets your information. You guys, she's awesome. I can tell you from personal experience because we're currently working together, but game changer, podcasting, game changer. Having a YouTube channel, game changer as well. So I appreciate you. Thank you. I'm sure I'll be like messaging you later today, but I really appreciate you being on my podcast talking about podcasting.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me on and for all of the kind words. And I hope that everybody finds the episode really helpful. And if you have any questions about podcasting, you know where to find me.
I will make sure everyone gets all the information. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Keep being a boss.